The way Norm Coleman sees things, Minnesotans are saddled with an unreasonable burden of taxation.
You wake up in the morning, you have a cup of coffee, you're going to be paying a sales tax. You turn on the lights, you pay utility tax. You drive to work, you pay a gas tax. You go to work, you pay an income tax. You come home, you pay a property tax. You turn on the TV, you pay a cable tax. If you die, you pay 1.5% health care provider tax. If you get sick, you pay the provider tax. Then you die, you pay a death tax. We are taxed across the board. We're one of the highest tax states in the nation. And that has to change.
Coleman sees himself as the man to make that change. And yet he's the one candidate who's not making specific tax cut promises. DFLers Mike Freeman and Mark Dayton say they'll lower property taxes. Doug Johnson wants lower income taxes. And Ted Mondale is promising to knock half a percentage point off the sales tax. But Norm Coleman refuses to make that kind of specific pledge. Instead, he says he's making what he considers a more important promise.
I'm going to go in there and say, I am going to commit to lowering taxes in Minnesota. I'm going to commit to holding the line on spending.
And that, Coleman says, is the real key to bringing down taxes for the long haul. He says his DFL rivals are promising tax cuts and new government spending, something he says is sure to keep taxes high. Coleman's detractors say he has not practiced what he preaches. Spending by St. Paul has gone up during his time in the mayor's office, roughly $20 million a year. St. Paul's tax rates have not gone up since Coleman's election, but many believe they will have to eventually to pay for a series of expensive new economic development projects. One of the ways Mayor Coleman has kept taxes down is by taking a hard line with public employees, slowing increases in their pay and benefits. It's a point of pride for Coleman, but it's also won him enemies in organized labor. Wayne Cox, the executive director of the Citizens for Tax Justice, an organization with links to the AFL-CIO, says Coleman is spending tax dollars on the wrong priorities.
He believes that taxpayers ought to be subsidizing businesses in the town to assist in their growth instead of having the businesses pay for their own growth. If he is governor, I'm very worried that he's going to continue that kind of a spending, and we're going to end up having a huge amount of subsidies for businesses that aren't going to be warranted, and the taxpayer is going to pay for them.
Conservative taxpayer groups also have questions about Coleman spending public money on private enterprises. His campaign to fund a new NHL hockey arena with city and state dollars bothers even a diehard Republican like Daryl McKigney, the president of the Taxpayers League of Minnesota. But McKigney says he still trusts Coleman more on the issue of taxes.
We disagree with Mayor Coleman in terms of some of the funding for professional sports. On the other hand, I think some of the other candidates have been very aggressive. Many of the DFL candidates have been very aggressive in promoting new spending, even in this campaign. So I think, you know, Mayor Coleman is probably going to support less overall increases in spending and will actually work to cut spending. And, you know, I hear him at least talking that way as opposed to promising new spending to a lot of new groups.
No matter how you interpret Coleman's record as mayor, he has been a fiscal conservative on the campaign trail. Of all the major candidates for governor, he's promised the least new spending. In fact, so far, he's promised virtually no new state programs or state spending. And if he can keep that up through November, his claim to be the candidate most likely to cut taxes will be that much more credible. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.